The rationale of the San Antonio Court of Appeals was primarily this. Texas is an ownership in place doctrine, as an ownership in place jurisdiction. And we've been that since the Texas Company versus Daugherty case in 1915. It's interesting to look into the background of it. And let me say this. I am not here today to try to change the Texas law and from being an ownership in place jurisdiction at all. In fact, I am a surface owner over a lot of land where I own no minerals, and so I believe in the surface owner's rights. But I think this case has the propensity to really bust open in a lot of areas and cause a lot of mischief. But anyway, the rationale at the beginning of the Texas Company versus Daugherty case was basically, if somebody owns the oil and gas, they've reserved it, or they have an oil and gas lease, well, they own the minerals. Well, the surface owner owns everything else, which is true. And I'm not even going to get into things like U.S. Steel versus Mosher and surface minerals. And there's several other areas I'm not going to get into, because you could go all day on some of the problems that can conceptually arise. But it's interesting on these early cases like Texas Company versus Daugherty that establishes the ownership in place jurisdiction. If you'll actually read them, you'll find some amazing things in them. And so I've quoted Texas Company versus Daugherty there. And it says, when the land itself is capable of absolute ownership, everything within it in the nature of a mineral is likewise capable of ownership so long as it constitutes part of it.